Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Companies, courts, and human rights organizations in Massachusetts played a pivotal role in yesterday's Supreme Court rulings on same-sex marriage. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman this morning recounts that and reports on the effect of the court's decisions here in the state.
In 1936, the ACLU of Massachusetts took up the first gay rights case in the state, suing after Lillian Hellman's play, The Children's Hour, was banned in Boston because of its lesbian content. The ACLU lost that case, but never gave up. Half a century later, it challenged regulations preventing same-sex couples from becoming foster parents. And in 2003, the ACLU joined in an effort spearheaded by the Boston-based organization GLAAD. The gay and lesbian advocates and defenders successfully sued, making marriage equality the law of the land in Massachusetts. The current legal director of GLAAD, Gary Busick, recalls the state's role in yesterday's Supreme Court decisions.
This is certainly an historic day. It comes almost exactly 10 years after GLAAD won the case of Goodrich versus Department of Public Health, through which our Commonwealth became the first state in the nation to allow same-sex couples to marry. And that milestone became the basis upon which a challenge to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act became possible for the first time.
The first day same-sex marriages were permitted in Massachusetts was May 17, 2004.
Grant and pray. May God bless you and keep you.
And on that day, one of the first gay couples to tie the knot was Brent Swerdloff and Craig St. Clair of Brooklyn.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But ironically, not long after the two men were married in Massachusetts, the couple moved to San Francisco, California, where except for a brief period when it was permitted, same-sex marriage was banned by constitutional amendment.
We were in a state of limbo when we got here. Nobody could really clarify our status, so it was confusing.
Swerdloff says he and his husband registered as domestic partners in California, but it wasn't the equality they enjoyed in Massachusetts.
It's a poor substitution. It doesn't give you the same status. It's like saying boyfriend instead of husband. You know, it's not as strong, not as tight.
Yesterday's Supreme Court ruling overturned California's ban on same-sex marriage and declared unconstitutional the Defense of Marriage Act, which means that soon, perhaps within a month, Brent Swerdloff and Craig St. Clair and millions of other gay couples will enjoy the same federal benefits and protections as straight partners. But Swerdloff admits the ability to file a joint federal tax return is a mixed blessing.
In name, yes. I'm not sure if financially it will be to our benefit, but not having to file jointly in California and separately at the federal level and causing our accountant headaches year after year as he puts together very complex spreadsheets to explain our status, definitely will simplify the process.
No longer will companies have to keep separate tax and benefit accounts for gay and straight employees. Richard Holbrook is chairman and CEO of Eastern Bank in Massachusetts.
We will be able to at least dismantle the software that we had to put in place for this.
Eastern Bank is one of the many companies and organizations in the state that filed a friend of the court brief with the Supreme Court, charging that it was unconstitutional to require employers to treat married workers who were gay differently than those who were straight. CEO Richard Holbrook says the bank tried to make up for the unequal treatment.
In our case, we actually provided an additional stipend to our same-sex married couples to at least partially offset some of the costs that they had to bear because they weren't allowed to deduct their health care benefits the same way that everyone else was. But this has never been a question of dollars and cents for us. It's always been a question of making certain that all of our employees were treated equally under the law.
The two Supreme Court decisions yesterday do not make same-sex marriage the law of the land. 30 states ban it. But Brent Swerdloff, who was married in Massachusetts and moved to California, says it's just a matter of time.
I look forward to the day when being gay is as different as being left-handed or having green eyes or something else that's distinctive but doesn't threaten people or cause confusion.
To celebrate the Supreme Court's historic decisions, Brent Swerdloff and his husband, Craig St. Clair, bought airline tickets to Buenos Aires. It's where they honeymooned after they were married in Massachusetts back in 2004. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.